This is the 1 minute how to. Item 67, how to prepare gefilte fish with a traditional taste. Hello, everyone. This is George, your host. On this show, we've got Avram and Bubby, and they're going to explain how to prepare gefilte fish with a traditional taste. Guys, can you first tell me just a little bit about yourselves?
Well, okay. This is Avram here, by the way, and I'm a techie, and I actually wanted to find a way to go and to do a video podcast, but at the same time, my Bubby, who's here with me right now, she wanted to teach me how to cook, and I'll let Bubby continue.
Well, Bubby means grandmother, and naturally how grandchildren love to come to the grandparents to eat, and they're always hungry. So I said, well, you know what? The best thing is gefilte fish. I want to try to keep the taste, nostalgia, and the tradition in kosher cooking and make it time-saving, healthy, and convenient for today's lifestyle, especially for the young folks, to encourage them to make various dishes in a simplified way and be proud of their results.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. Okay, well, if you're ready, then you've got 60 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how to make traditional gefilte fish simplified. Any market that sells kosher food should have packaged, frozen, raw mixed gefilte fish. It is made up of several freshwater fish ground up and other ingredients and poached in a fish sauce. Follow the easy directions and the results will be gefilte fish with a homemade flavor. It is a Sabbath and holiday classic served as a first course. I serve gefilte fish on a salad plate on a lettuce top with a lettuce leaf garnished with tomato, cucumber, and a slice of the cooked carrot that I've taken from the fish sauce and placed it on the gefilte fish, also served with a side dish of red horseradish, Eskizentrate, which means enjoy.
Well, that sounds pretty good. And how long have you been making gefilte fish this way?
Oh, I don't want to tell you my age, but old enough to make it perfect.
And the great thing that we love is capturing the whole identity of just the way everything's been done in the olden days. And that's the great thing about Feed Me Bubby. So if anyone is interested in seeing Feed Me Bubby, go over to chalutzproductions.com. And we're actually recording behind the scenes video right now of this conversation that's taking place. So we'll give you the link, George.
Fantastic. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to give you the definition of gefilte fish. Years ago, it was stuffing for fish, and it was cooked with a whole fish, baked with a whole fish. But you know, the stuffing is always the best part, so eventually, the stuffing was only made, and the word gefilte stuck, which means stuffing in Yiddish.
Wait, stuffing, there's no stuffing. I've never seen any stuffing when I eat gefilte fish, though.
Trying to tell you, it's the stuffing that counts. It's the stuffing, and that takes the best taste. And so as a result, the name stuck.
Oh, okay, I get it.
And I guess folks can end up going over and watching your video podcast. And I've seen it, and I think it's great. So hope everyone goes over there. And, of course, there will be a link from the OneMinuteHowTo.com website.
And just want to mention, the easiest way, if somebody really wants a simple way, especially because I know it's hard nowadays, especially when it comes to podcasting without having an iPod, if you go to www.im.com, that's Instant Media, download that. You can find a lot of great episodes. If you go and you look in the cooking section or the food section, you can find Feed Me Bubby.
Excellent. Well, thanks a bunch, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, George.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.